are now listening to Scarcasm Live. Scarcasm Live is a geekscarraw.com podcast. If you want to send us an email, you can always do so at scarcasmlive@gmail.com. Twitter, I am Scarfinger. The pimp is Big Daddy with one D, Harold. If you want to reach us on Google Plus, I am Scarfinger Hoodbridge. Pimp is Harold Pimp Daddy. And we use the Dream Team community page for further engagement with all of you. If you want to contact us on Facebook, there is a Geeks Gone Raw Facebook group. And if to send us a voicemail, the number is 757-774-8447. The music for the show is provided by the homie Laid Back for Life. You can catch his mixcast at laidback4life.podomatic.com. We thank you very much for checking the show out. We appreciate your feedback, and welcome back to the Pride. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and this is Scarcasm Live.
Yahoo!
We're back. Yay. Pimp's in the building.
Word up. How's it going?
And I think we're going to try to, you know, catch up a little bit. We were off last week. There wasn't really a whole lot going on to really talk about last week. And, you know, I had a cool little, quiet weekend. And, I didn't really do a whole lot. So, like, the movie and stuff that we were supposed to watch, I ain't even watched that. You know, like, I haven't played that many games. Taylor, bless you.
Bless you, bunny.
She had to wait till we podcasted. Yeah, that's what I was about to say, because it always seems like she starts having coughing or sneezing fits when we start recording.
She just wait. I mean, for the whole 45 minutes that I've been home, she didn't sneeze once. The moment we started recording, boom.
Okay. Make sure you say, make sure you say bless you at the end.
Bless you.
For all of them.
Bless you for all of those, because that was a lot. I ain't gonna say it for each one.
Yeah, look, I'll say bless you for like the first maybe two, but if you keep going, I'm just going to wait till you finish.
Oh, well, my wife will never stop. She's a sneezing machine.
Okay. All right, well, but yeah, so, yeah, like I said, there ain't really much going on here. Like I said, I had a, my girl and I had some time off together, so we just kind of spent the weekend, just kind of, you know, enjoying each other's company.
That's cool.
Yeah, it turned out to be all right. I wanted to do something special, but it would have required the weather to cooperate a little bit, and it didn't.
Now, see, we had beautiful weather, and the wife and I, we went and did a 5K run for the Rays 5K yesterday. Had a really wonderful day.
At this point, you could do 5Ks in your sleep, right?
Yeah. I mean, I did that 5K yesterday slow. I did it in 40 minutes. But I do okay. I got two stories about yesterday.
Okay.
One's funny and one is really awesome. So I'm going to give the awesome one in at the end because I want to do the funny one first. So they had these kids that were doing Taekwondo, and I guess they were a sponsor. So all these kids, they had like 50 or 60 kids. In the race, right? And there was one kid, if you could picture a 7-year-old fat me.
Okay.
And this kid, okay, you know, he's running by beside me the whole time. I think there's even a picture of him in front of me on one picture on Facebook that someone took. But, you know, we're running, and the whole time he's running, right? And we get to, like, the mile 3 marker where you could see the finish line. And all of a sudden, his whole... You know, and we've been motivating each other, you know, keep on going, keep going, keep going, kid, keep going, you know. Oh, I'm going. And, you know, he's telling me, you know, thank you. And all of a sudden, you know, we're getting to the end and the kid, you know, gets his little school crowd that is sitting there cheering for him, right? Mm-hmm. So little boy thinks he's going to be Mr. Big and he starts to try to huff and puff and, like, you know, get a little sprint going on, right? And I just look at him and I'm like, Hell no. Motherfucker, I ain't letting you beat my ass. I took the fuck off and beat Little Fat Boy.
Really? Really. So you just had to go faster than the Little Fat Boy.
Well, I couldn't let the Little Fat Boy and then the Little Fat Mama in front of me, who was running with us the whole time, beat me.
Really?
Man.
You could have just, look, this is what you could have did. You could have just said, like, I wanted him to feel good about himself. And then you could have slowed the fuck down. Like, that's...
Dude, like, once you get that little afterburner on, and I mean, I don't ever really sprint that hard, but once you get that little afterburner going, it's a bitch. And then let me tell you what else is a bitch. All these motherfuckers standing right in front of the finish line just to give you a water, move out of the way, because if I'm coming in there and I'm 250 pounds and I'm trucking as fast as I can, I can't stop. I'm going to roll your ass over.
That don't make no sense.
It does, too. I'm 250 pounds, and if you're standing in front of me, I can't stop. But, dude, let me tell you what and shout out to Ronald B. He's one of our listeners. He's a paramedic.
Word up.
You've seen him on Facebook, I believe, right?
It's quite possible. I mean, I don't keep track of everybody I talk to on Facebook.
Yeah, he's on the GGR group. He follows us on the GGR group. He's a friend of mine. But he said that, you know, my wife and I were inspiration to him, you know, seeing us go out and run. And it just, you know what, it really made me feel good that a listener was motivated to, and now he wants to start a Couch to 5K.
Okay.
Because of just, you know, one, listening to us talk, and then two, looking at all the pictures of me and my wife going out running, and it really made the day that, you know, Ronald B. really said something really cool and really awesome. And you know what? Shout out to Ronald B., one of our listeners, for being awesome.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to him, because, I mean, we can get inspired by each other. Like, what happened with Cam? You know, because Paris decided to get his life together. He started lifting weights and stuff like that. And he inspired quite a few people, including Cam, who completely changed himself.
Yeah, because Cam and I have talked about that a few times, how he works out all the time.
Yeah, he is like a workout warrior. Have you seen before and after pictures of Cam?
I saw a couple on Facebook. He was a big one like us.
Yeah, he was a big boy. And he is ripped now. So
he's actually an instructor too.
Yeah, I remember him saying on Instagram that he was gonna do something like that. But I never saw what happened after that. But
yeah,
I remember him saying something about that.
We've played Destiny a few times, and we've talked, and he's an instructor, and he's doing his thing. So shout out to Cam, you know.
Word up.
You know, if
Cam has been down for so long, man. Shout out to Cam.
Yeah, Cam is the man.
We actually played, Cam and I actually played NCAA against each other. I think it was NCAA. We were in a league and we had to play against each other. So, like, I had to stay up like crazy late in order for us to play this game. But because he's on the other side, basically he's on the other side of the world. I mean, he's in California, but it feels like the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to really connect to people on the other side of the world, with the exception of Rashani, because Rashani gets up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. My iPad totally is on.
That's all good.
I don't know if anybody heard that. But you know, except, like I said, with the exception of Rashani, who wakes up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and he's on when everybody else is on, it's kind of hard to connect to everybody over there, but, he still rocks with us, and that's fucking awesome.
That's awesome, man. I mean, I try to stay up late to talk with some of the folks on the West Coast that I game with on, PlayStation. You know, I mean, we haven't talked in a couple weeks, Cam and I, but we try to talk, like once a week.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, what do you want to discuss first? You got anything else before we start talking about what we've been watching?
I got a couple games that I've been playing.
We're talking games first.
We can talk games first. Why not?
All right.
It's probably shorter.
All right. Let's talk games first.
Well, okay. Let's start with NBA 2K.
Okay. Okay.
Finish the rookie season. I got Rookie of the Year and MVP, and I don't know how the hell they did that, how they figured it out, but it's like, I guess I scored the most points and stuff in the 10 games that I did, and I'm guessing it averaged out the fact that I was scoring 30 points a game. when I was coming in off the bench. And like the last four of my games, I ended up becoming a starter, which was really cool.
Well, but you had a whole lot of points to spend, though.
I had 200,000 points, so.
Yeah.
I mean, and when I went in, I went in at like a level 88 rookie.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. Because like when you're in like, when you're like in the 70s, you're pretty dope.
Yeah, no, this one here, I mean, I even bumped it up. I was Nepo-ing it during the rookie year, and I've bumped it up one level because it was just too easy.
I Nepo, I started over. I Gamefly sent it to me for Xbox, and I had not played it until of like a few hours ago, and I did high school. I Nepo high school and college because... There's no reason not to. Like, there's no reason not to want to be awesome. So I Nepo high school and college. I did with my character that I started on PC that I started over. I started a small forward, and I played my first season with Miami. Now, here's the thing. The way Miami was using me, instead of – I was like, I'm a 6'7", 240. I'm almost LeBron. I'm like an inch shorter than LeBron, but I'm about LeBron's weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wanted to create another LeBron, but I didn't want to go 6'8" because that hits the limit for the small forward.
Okay.
So the 6'7" is the small forward limit. So I wanted to kind of stay around there. But instead of bumping me up, they dropped me down, and I get dropped down to back up Dwayne Wade.
So you get a lot of, you potentially could get a lot of playing time.
I get a pretty decent amount of playing time because, you know, when Wade wants to come back in the game, sometimes they make him a point guard, leave me at shooting guard until like, you know, and then, you know, they play around like in real life where now Ding is now at the four and stuff like that. They play around with those lineups quite a bit, but they usually keep me between the two and the three. And sometimes they keep Wade between one and two.
Okay.
And that worked out pretty well, and we were winning. Like the only game that we lost during my rookie season, which I was playing on normal.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing on normal on my rookie season, or on my new season. I'm going to say the first 81 games is your rookie season because that rookie
season. Your first full season.
Yeah.
Was the only game we lost was the Warriors game. And we got smoked.
The Warriors smoked me twice.
Yeah, that's not even funny. Like it's the Warriors smoked us, but we won every of those rookie year games except for the Warriors game, and we got smoked.
I got smoked by the Warriors and the Pacers in the playoff.
Okay,
because Melo just. He starts jacking it up.
Melo
just jacks everything up.
Oh yeah, I play for the
Knicks.
Yeah, Melo's on your team. The crazy part, right? This is what happened. I went into the off season, and I didn't know what to do because Miami wanted me to come back. Miami wanted me to come back. My top three was Orlando was 100%. Like they wanted me so bad. They offered the most money. I was going to be an instant starter, but it's Orlando. Like who the hell else plays in Orlando?
Well, but I voted for you to go to Orlando.
I voted for me to go to Orlando too. I voted for the Lakers also. Cause they let me vote in both places. So Orlando really wants me really bad. Then Miami was the next one down. They wanted me to come back. And I thought that was a pretty good fit. How they were using me is how I wanted to be used. I prefer being a shooting guard more than anything else, but a small forward was a pretty good proposition, especially with the way that they play. I signed up and I said I wanted to play for the Lakers because I know Kobe was not going to be around for very long. And once he leaves, it's my team. And it's the Lakers, dog. You know what I mean?
Dude, why do you think I stayed in New York?
Yeah.
I mean, I had New York. They were the highest and giving me the most money. The Pelicans was the second highest. And the third highest was Golden State. But I didn't – like when I went in to do my negotiations, I chose New York, L.A., and Golden State, and then like LA could just never come up with the money.
But see, here's the thing. I usually, when I play the team that you already played for, they usually offer you the most money after that first season.
Correct.
But no, for me, it's Orlando. Orlando was offering me like 400, 400 a game.
That's nice. That's a nice.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like Orlando was offering me 400 a game, but I'm like, do I want to go to Orlando to lose? I put a thing in the group, but it, I got three votes for Miami. And only me and you voted for Orlando. I kind of wanted the challenge of Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, it doesn't matter because now I'm playing on Xbox and I'll see what's going on from there.
Okay. Well, so, I also bought EA Access this weekend.
Word up.
Oh, man.
Yeah, EA Access is great.
EA right? Access is the shit, man.
Which the only problem that I have with EA Access is like, why didn't they put Live on EA Access? Because it doesn't make any sense. They didn't sell any copies of the game, so you might as well put it on Access so somebody can play the game.
That would like, make sense.
Namely me.
I mean, because then I would play it again and try it if it was on Live. But, oh, man, I started Madden, and I ended up doing a quarterback, and I'm playing with Philadelphia, but I ended up doing undrafted, and I took off instant starter. I took it off. So,
okay,
the first two games, all I did was hold the ball for kickoffs or for, you know, extra points. Okay. Sam Bradford now in the third game hurt his hand or wrist, broke his wrist. He's out 6 weeks.
Oh. Wow. So now it doesn't matter. You're starting anyway.
I'm going to be starting.
Well, see, here's the problem. Those assholes can't catch.
No.
They can't catch at all.
In my first game, man, I threw 5 interceptions.
But, like, I get so – see, I'm not throwing a whole lot of interceptions, but I'm getting a ton of drop passes.
Now, I don't know because I have it on pro if it's just because the slider for interceptions is so high. I might have to go in and just drop the interception slider down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm playing on whatever the default is.
I mean, so. I'm on default pro, but you. But the other problem is that when I see, like, if I see the X receiver open, I'm hitting the bottom button and I'm throwing it to the wrong receiver because I'm used to X being on.
Right, I got you.
So that's my other problem is that, you know, and then by the time I do realize that, oh, shit, I'm getting it intercepted. So that just might be my one problem is that I'm throwing it to the wrong, you know, I'm throwing it constantly to the wrong receiver.
That happened to me the other way. When I first got a PS4, one of my first games was Madden 25. And I was having a lot of problems with the X button thing, but in the opposite direction.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm having problem with. And I'm looking to start some hockey. I'm going to try hockey and I'm going to try this year's FIFA later.
Yeah, because FIFA, I saw, was FIFA on today?
FIFA was on, during this weekend, FIFA was on.
No, they said that FIFA is, I got an email saying that FIFA was free on Access starting today. I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know when it started, but
well, maybe.
I got an email about it today.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, I was able to download it over this weekend.
But no matter what, you can always download it, and then all of that EA Access stuff, you can play a few hours of the game. The only problem is some of them will limit you. Like, if you before Battlefield Hardline was on, they only let you play, like, the first two or three stages when you played through the single player, and then you had to spend the rest of your time in multiplayer.
And, see, I don't know if I want to play Battlefield Hardline again, because it was actually a halfway decent game, but I don't know if I want to play it again.
And then what you're calling is the NBA Live one, you're limited to doing the Pro-Am mode.
Well, unless you do the year before, the one that really sucked.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I played the new game. I didn't play it.
You know what I think? As soon as the playoffs are done, they'll probably drop NBA Live.
I hope so, because I want to play. I mean, my little cuz plays. You know, he's way into basketball, and all he really has is sports games right now. So it would be fun to be able to play, you know, be able to learn how to play that game so that I can, you know, me and my little cuz can sit down and play something every once in a while.
You can take him to school like I took that little fat kid?
Man, listen, we did a couple one-on-ones in 2K, and I used my character, and he would like use Kevin Durant or somebody like that, because he's one of those kids that has like, he doesn't have any like brand loyalty, so he's just like, I like the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Heat and the Warriors and, you know, like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. He's like, what, 10, 11, 11, maybe?
He's a typical 10, 11-year-old.
Yeah. But he likes the Thunder. I guess the Thunder is his team. But he's just like, well, I like all these other teams, too. Don't ask me why I keep doing that voice whenever I speak like this. Don't ask me why I do that, because that's not even how he talks. But I just keep doing that because I'm talking like a little kid.
Because you want to talk like a little kid.
I guess it's my way of trying to talk like a kid, but no, that's not, I don't ask me why I did that. But yeah, man, EA Access is great. And then I have some stuff downloaded through EA Access. I just haven't actually done anything with it. I want to start a character in UFC.
Okay. But the new one or the old one? Cause they didn't give us the new one.
No, you can download the new one. You just can only play 10 hours.
Okay, yeah, that one is really fun. I enjoyed it.
I don't know if it's limited in any way, but you only can play up to 10 hours. But I don't know if it's limited in the way that live is, because like I said, live you download the whole game, but you can only play the pro-am crap.
Well, all I gotta say is that I really enjoy. I enjoyed UFC. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot. It was good.
Word up.
This year's.
Word up.
Guess who, after hearing us talk so much about NBA last week, or last time, guess who ended up buying NBA 2K?
Scoba. I mean, who else?
Well, and the thing is like, at least he's getting value, because he said he's playing, and he started up a second character now, because the first character he tried to do a center, and I'm like, if you don't really know how to do a center, I don't recommend you playing a center, because you won't get the ball a lot.
You want to be a guard, so you're a lot freer to move around.
And you can get the ball. And he changed, and he's doing like a shooting guard or whatever now, and he's a lot happier. And I'm like, yeah, if you're going to do a center, you've got to have a lot of skill points to put into that skinner so you can.
Yeah, if you're just starting off, like we said last week, if you're just starting off, be a point guard.
Yeah, don't play center. Don't be like me. Right. I've played 5 years of the game. I can start out as a center if I want to.
Right. All right. That reminds me. We never got the Blues voicemail. We'll talk about that later.
All right. Well, you want to?
Did you ever get it?
No.
I sent it to you. All right. So we'll have to talk about that after the show.
Okay.
What about
NBA? Have you been watching any games?
I have not been watching any games. I've been keeping up with what's going on. The only really thing worth paying attention to right now is Steph. What's going to happen with the Warriors.
Yeah,
right?
Because Steph has got a knee injury on the MRI.
Luckily, it's a strain and not a tear.
Yeah.
So it's possible he might play. I wouldn't let him play anytime soon.
If they can handle, this is what they got to do. They got to handle, what is it, Wednesday night? They got to take Houston and put them out of their misery on Wednesday night.
Yeah. ESPN said that he's going to be out around 2 weeks.
But if they can put him out of his misery on Wednesday, if they can put the Rockets out of their misery on Wednesday night, then he can at least sit out until Saturday when round two of the playoffs would start. And hopefully, I think they would end up playing either the Clippers, if the Clippers win, and he might be able to sit out most of that series.
Oh, man, the Heat lost.
The Heat lost today to Charlotte. They're tied. And OKC won.
Okay.
Or they're going to win.
OKC looked terrible a few games ago.
Yeah, but OKC is going to win their round because it's 3-1 right now, and they're going to end up being going to win their round.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, right now, it's really about what's going to happen with Steph.
It is
because what if Steph ends up, if Steph ends up out and he's out of the playoffs, then that makes the Warriors mortal. And that means they can be beaten. And they might be able to be beaten by either the Clippers or San Antonio can win. But the Clippers might be able to put them out in the second round.
Yep. Oh, man, the Spurs just whipped ass on the Grizzlies, man. They swept their ass.
The Grizzlies got so many injuries and stuff like that, and they've had to trot out so many people and sign people to short contracts because they just needed to fill their roster. Like, I'm not saying they didn't belong, but you knew they weren't going to be able to do anything in the playoffs at all.
And you know the two series that I've been really enjoying? I've enjoyed the Boston-Atlanta series. Because it keeps going back and forth, and they've been really good games.
Really?
And the Toronto and Pacers series, both of them are both tied. They've both been going back and forth.
The Pacers are awesome.
They don't show up some nights. Like the one or two times they lost, they just didn't show up. You know, who else? And the Pistons didn't show up against LeBron.
Well, I mean, the Pistons are young and inexperienced.
Yeah, but they never showed up.
Even with Stan there, your star player is, 22, 23 years old? And even though he looks like a monster of a human being, he's still a child comparatively.
But just imagine, give him another year or two, they're going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I guess that's our NBA because now we're dating the show.
It'd be all right. I'll try. It'd be okay.
Well, the finish off games, of course, I played a little Division and I played a little Destiny. I tried to do a raid and we brought in a couple, a blueberry or a random, right? And it was a little kid, like probably 11, 12 years old. And I guess I'm going to say this for everybody. If someone brings you in and you can see that you're in a group with like four people who have the same clan tag, mm-hmm. and they like one or two of the clan members say, you know what, your mic is too close to your mouth. Can you back your mic up or can you lower your voice? I think as an 11-year-old kid, you should listen to the people who are talking to you.
Yeah. I would say so.
Because we ended up having to kick him out because he just got his microphone got so annoying and it gave me such a headache.
Well, at least was anybody in the group black? I mean, did he call anybody a nigger?
No, he didn't say anything like that. It was like he had his mic right inside his mouth. Everything was muffled, and everything was coming over so loud. Like if he was screaming, muffled inside his mic, and then it was sounding so broken, like a broken. Like if you have a broken subwoofer and it just sits there and it's going, like, in your ear. It was so annoying.
Well, see, and then if I was playing, he would have called me a nigger and it made it even worse.
Well, no, let me tell you what's worse. Okay, and
that Scarfinger guy is a nigger.
That's how they all sound, right?
Yeah, that's how they sound.
That's how they all sound. I played enough Halo 2. I played so much Halo 2 and been called a nigger so many times on Halo 2. I know how to do that shit perfectly.
Motherfucker. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck, fuck.
Okay. And I got a couple more beefs. I don't like, and I try to keep my video gaming and politic talks to a very, uh-huh. very minimum.
Right, because you're a Republican, and that makes you scum of the earth.
It makes me scum of the earth.
Yes.
But if you're going to be Democrat,
uh-huh.
and you're going to sit here and put people down who's Republican, and I don't care how much you want to put down that idiot who's running for president right now, because he's an idiot, Trump.
Oh,
he's an asshole. Trump? He's an asshole. I don't like him, and I'm Republican, and I don't like him. But at least have your fucking facts right.
That's right.
You know, if you're going to talk, have your facts right, because if I'm going to sit here and listen to you talk politics and you sound ignorant, I'm going to call you out and then I'm going to leave because I can't handle it.
I got you. I understand.
And
be like, I mean, it's like, well, you got to be careful what kind of company that you're in. Like, they always say, like, you can't don't talk religion and don't talk politics when you're in that kind of setting. Yeah. Because you never know what people are, you know, the people around you, you don't really know. Like, how is he supposed to know that you're a Republican dickbag? Like, really?
Thanks, douchewad.
That was funny right there. Okay, here you are.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Let me get my trailer hitch and put a earring in your navel so I can pull you away from an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Really? Actually, you want to know something that's funny?
What?
I probably sound funny because I broke a plastic fork. I broke the mm-hmm. two little prongs out of the middle of a plastic fork, and I have them kind of pressed in my gums like I have vampire teeth.
Retard.
And I am amusing the fuck out of myself right now.
Well, at least you're amusing yourself. If someone is there, you know what? More power to you. Take a picture of it and put it on Facebook for us.
Okay. I might do that.
You should.
I probably got to put a shirt on now.
Oh, God, yes, please. We don't want no naked.
No, I got on a beater, but no.
Oh, it's okay if you got a beater. I mean, I have all a right, beater so... on. Oh, and then my other thing is, and I'm actually going to shout him out, Chase.
The homie
Chase. He's pretty damn cool to game with, but Chase is funny as hell.
I want some of your, y'all playing Destiny.
Uh-huh.
On his profile.
Was it the day that he was getting all pissed off?
Was he?
He just started going off. I don't know if he was streaming it or not, but we're playing the challenge, the Prison of Elders challenge, and all of a sudden, this ain't right. I keep dying and blah, blah, blah. It was like, dude, it's just a fucking game, bro. Calm it down.
Wow.
Oh, and you know what I forgot? I got to give a big shout out on the podcast and a thank you. Who was it that gave me the codes for the games, for the Gears of War?
Oh, Mike J.
Mike J. Shout out to Mike J for the codes, man. That was awesome of you, bro. And now whenever you want, I got to add you on Xbox. I don't know if we're friends yet on Xbox because I have not figured out 100% how to find people and how to make them friends.
I don't know if he wants his stuff out there like that, but I'll tell you what his gamer tag is.
Okay. But if he,
we're friends.
I would love to play some Gears now that you get, you know, now that I got the game, I would love to play some Gears with you because that would be awesome. You know, and I don't know if we're friends on Facebook also, but you know, if you want to play, hit me.
He doesn't like using Facebook. He's a Google Plus person. Okay. That's the reason why I had to give the codes to you because you have a stupid iPhone.
Well, no, I have Google Plus on my iPhone, but it just fucking don't work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work right because you have a stupid iPhone.
It don't work right.
Works great on my Android, let me tell you.
Well, it works like shit on an iPhone.
Yeah, stupid iPhone.
Have a good night, honey. I love you too. She's going to work. Yes.
Wow. What time does she go to work and get off?
11 to 7:30.
Wow.
She's gonna go save the old people at the nursing home now.
Okay.
Yeah, she's doing her nursing in the nursing home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and the nursing home is only two blocks away.
Okay. But it's late though, so she drives, right?
Yeah, she's driving. I ain't driving. Okay. Shit. Right. She better learn how to drive.
I don't mind.
Anyways, that's pretty much it for me for games.
Okay, I can go through my stuff pretty quickly. Of course, because I started playing 2K again, I started playing the app, but I haven't switched my points over to Xbox yet.
Okay.
For the hanging out with my girl, I made her play some games with me.
Oh, well, I made her- what did you guys play?
Well, I want to see. She's not really a game player, so
Plants vs. Zombies, man.
So I tried to get her something simple, but I wanted her to experience. Like, she saw me playing something one day. I think it might have been Diablo, right? And she's just like, I can never play something like that because I would never know where I'm going. And that gave me the idea. Why don't you have her play Fable too?
Okay, that's why you were on playing Fable the other day.
Yes, I wasn't playing. She was. I pulled in my characters, my other characters after the fact. But yeah, I pulled up Fable 2 because of course Fable is simple. You don't really die in Fable. you know, it's simple. You don't really die, and it has the breadcrumb trail. So if at any point you get lost, like you know, this thing is telling you where to go next. So, but I only had her basically play the intro of the game. You know, play the part where you're a little kid, and play the part where you beat Fag and you get to the market for the first time, really.
Okay, don't you like
and then that? I had her do the blacksmith job. She played the blacksmith job until Teresa got there, and it was cool. Now, like I said, she's the type of person that will play a game and then she won't touch another video game for like a couple of months.
Okay,
but she plays these games on her phone. She loves this. I don't know. It's one of those Candy Crush type games.
Oh,
But I do too, and I don't get it. I don't get the compulsion. I don't get it at all. But she plays that, and then she plays her main game right now is this Spider Solitaire game, and it has like these daily challenges. And I got into it at one point, just laying beside her and trying to help her through it. And there's one that neither one of us can solve. I think it's like the daily challenge from the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker is hard. Like, and neither one of us have been able to figure it out. I don't know if she's figured it out, you know, by now, but neither one of us could figure that shit the fuck out. Like, it was just bad.
Well, probably shouldn't have someone on YouTube who's got it figured out.
I don't really want a YouTube or something like that because it's just Spider Solitaire. Like, it's not, you know, it's not something kind of crazy. But because of those games that she plays, especially the Candy Crush type game, because like I don't see the point of it, like, you know. So it made me want to play Puzzle Quest. Like, I explained to her what Puzzle Quest was, and then I played a little bit of Puzzle Quest, and I think she's interested in trying Puzzle Quest.
Okay, that would be cool.
Yeah, here's the problem with Puzzle Quest though. I believe I have it for Android, but if you buy it for on iOS, Puzzle Quest is like $10.
No way.
No, actually, no. I'm wrong. It's $3, but I had to pay. It was $10 on $10 on Steam. There we go. I had it mixed up because I looked it up in all of the different places because I was just like, I'll buy it. You know, it in different places if it really comes to that. But yeah, it was like on Steam and shit was like $10. I'm like, what the fuck?
And it's not like that's a new game.
And two, on the whatchacallit is free to play. I don't know if you can buy in just an upgrade or whatever like that, but two is free to play on Android and iOS.
Okay.
But I didn't play enough of two to really call it, so I don't know. But so those, and then me personally, like I said, I played the 2K. I'll get to the Division last. I played a ton of Banished. Like, I got really back into Banished. I started another town, and I'm playing Colonial Charter, and I played a lot. Like, for a couple of days straight, I was up to like 4 o'clock in the morning
playing. Yeah, you Banished. Told us last time you were playing Banished.
No. It got bad since the last time. Like, I was playing, and then, like, I was really playing and staying up to, like, 4 o'clock in the morning knowing that I had to wake up at 8.
Damn.
Like, that kind of, you know, that kind of compulsion. I have not played in a few days. I had to rip myself away from it. It's just like, I can't keep doing this every day. But holy crap, I love that game. Go ahead.
Well, maybe when we finish, if you have time, though, we could play maybe an hour or so of Division.
Yeah, I think, we can pull that off. Now, the Division, I will say, I've played multiple times and I've used my different characters. One, I use my low-level character to, you know, and I'm just leveling her up, but I am cheating a little bit because I'll go to my higher-level character, have him hit the crafting stations, and leave good weapons in the box.
Okay, well, that ain't cheating that much.
It's cheating. Like, I craft, like, up to, like, 4 or 5 levels above where she is now, and I craft, like, weapons and stuff like that she may need. And then I put it in the stash, and then, like, switch characters and go in and pick up all of the stuff from the stash. It's kind of, it's not cheating, but it feels cheap. I'll say that. It feels cheap.
I want you to cheat me up to level 30, so I'm willing to play on your hard character so that we can get my character up a bit.
Oh, we can do that. I can do that. I just got this sweet Vector. Like, I finally, like, they gave us some, they gave us some Phoenix credits.
Yeah, because for of anybody.
They were having. So I went and bought a blueprint for a Vector, and man, that thing is awesome. It chews through motherfuckers like you wouldn't believe. So we can do that. But I am kind of being a little bit dismayed, like a lot of people. I'm being a little bit dismayed with the Division because with the last update, they made it too much like first year Destiny. Like with this whole gear score and stuff like that, it's almost the same as the light grind. And that was the thing that turned me off.
Well, here's the thing that's turned me off, at least over on PlayStation at the moment. You get the basically 4 weeks of this incursion, and if you don't play every day and get the latest and greatest, then you don't get up high enough. But then they go ahead and next month they're going to change it and bring it up higher. And it's like,
yeah, the worst part about the incursion is you only get the good stuff once a week.
Yeah, that's kind of like you make me work. You make me work so hard for it, and then you're going to basically only give it to me for 4 weeks. And then I'm gonna have to do it again in 4 weeks and go get another one.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of the new armor sets and all that kind of stuff. There's a guy who put out a video and he explains it much better than I could. I'll see if I can find that video.
Yeah, put a link. Put a link in the show because I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Hold on. I need to write it down. Okay. Okay, so I'll try to remember to post that up. I'm supposed to put it in a couple of places, so just kind of keep that in mind.
Oh, and I forgot one thing on gaming when you're done.
Go ahead. I think that's it gaming wise for me. I haven't done a lot else. I did play some some World of Keflings, but that was just kind of like I needed something to kill some time.
Okay, well I forgot to give a shout out to the guys over at Warstat Radio. Because we played Destiny Wednesday on my one day off last week, or my one morning, you know, my part of my day off. And we finished everything in my story mode, and we finished all the strikes, and we brought my character from a 200 light level to about a 260 light level in a matter of a couple hours. So, you know, once again, those guys are looking for people to play. If you're on Destiny, you know, hit them up. Go over, check out the show. Tell them that I sent you over, you know, and they'll help you out. And I'm on Xbox now also, so if you're on Xbox, they're on Xbox, and you want to play some Destiny, hit me up.
Word up. Your gamer tag is in the chat. In the show notes.
Gamer tag is in the chat.
In the show notes. Yep. All right. What have you been watching?
Well, TV-wise, I've been watching Dancing with the Stars with the wife, which I'm not even going to go into.
Please don't.
Hell's Kitchen with the wife because she likes it.
We good.
I told you I stopped watching Scandal, even though I heard this week's Scandal was supposed to be pretty good. I'm sorry.
They're always going to say that. They're always going to say that because they always want you back.
Yeah.
But if you walked away, you walked away for a reason. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about True Blood. When I walked away from True Blood, I did not look back. I was just like, nope, I don't care how bad y'all tell me, how good y'all tell me it got. I walked away from damn True Blood, and I'm like, I'm not coming back anytime soon.
Yeah. So basically, all I've been doing is doing that. I did watch the movie Dope, so we got that we can talk about.
I did not watch it again, so I want to hold it.
Okay, I watched the first two episodes of season 3 of Orphan Black. And, Oh my God, that is the greatest movie.
Bruh, I watched the first two episodes of season 4. Bruh. I'm not going to say nothing. I ain't going to spoil it for you. But the first two episodes of season 4, it's a lot of Beth flashbacks.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And you find out some real stuff with Beth.
But, man, let me tell you what. Just seeing Helena, spoiler. Just seeing Helena in the box in that first episode and her talking to a damn scorpion.
Uh-huh. It's a spirit animal.
Was freaking, I mean, it just, you know what?
The funny part about it is the scorpion is Tatiana Maslany also.
Yeah, I figured that one out.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the funny and the great thing about that. Season one, you really started it. You hated the blonde girl. The Russian blonde one.
Helena.
You hated Helena. Mm-hmm. Most people did. Season two, you were kind of warming up to her. And all of a sudden, season three now, you feel really sorry for her because you see the fucking box. You know?
Yeah, I think the turning point was the previous season when they were in the car and she was singing.
That was
like, aw. But we can't spoil too much because that's what our voicemail was, part of my voicemail was about.
Well, that's why I said spoiler, and I only touched it. But now let me tell you what though, those damn twin are those male clones. Those guys are all fucking crazy.
There's a reason for that.
But I'm not spoiling because I don't know. I haven't gotten there. But to me, it's like. Maybe they have a gene or something that's wrong with them, a DNA gene, because I've noticed that they like, in the one episode, they're twitching or whatever, and then basically they kill it off. So I'm guessing, like, they got a bad geno or something.
I know the answer. You can't tell me.
But that's what I'm speculating, and that was not a spoiler because I don't know. I'm only guessing.
Yeah, but you did spoil the fact that they're male clones.
Well, you got that. I mean, you got that in season... three at the end of season or at the end of season two because right, they were showing us the male clones at the end of season
but,
two.
But on Blue's voicemail, he was mad that you spoiled that for him because he hasn't seen any of Orphan Black yet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but even though what you spoiled in the previous show, you pretty much spoiled what you could learn in the first couple of episodes. So it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. And all I said was that you gotta go watch the damn
We need to stop talking about it.
Okay. But yeah, I was watching Orphan Black. Now, another show that I actually just picked up and I just love, Wicked Tuna.
I have no idea what that is.
It's these guys in Massachusetts, Massachusetts somewhere. And they go out and they rod and reel for like 8 weeks of the season. And they go out and they fish for tuna.
Uh-huh.
And just... you know what it is? Just seeing them out there on the ocean and I'm stuck inside makes me feel really good. I just enjoy seeing them out in the ocean, catching fish, looking at the blue sky, looking at the water. And it's like watching the whales go by and flip their tail. You know, I went through 5 or 6 episodes in like one day of this Wicked Tuna.
Wow.
Because it was just that good.
Okay.
And
that's all you got?
That's all I got. I want to go see, because I heard some really good things about Jungle Book. I want to go see that tomorrow, hopefully.
Well, I currently have, I finally started using my hacked Fire Stick, and I can watch it now if I want to. That's how I'm watching Orphan Black. I'm not downloading them or anything. I'm using my Fire Stick. And it works just fine. All right, so what I'm watching. I'm caught up on Legends of Tomorrow. I didn't realize that. I thought that Legends of Tomorrow had took a break just like Flash did. But then I realized I'm like 3 or 4 episodes behind. So I kind of sat around and I got caught up one day. That show was improving. Like, it didn't start off good. It was like they were still trying to figure out what the hell they were going to do with all of these characters. But I think they're to a point where they've really figured this out. My question is, how the hell are you going to do a season two?
Maybe they don't kill everybody off. I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to pull off. I don't know. I mean, it's going to take some writing magic to be able to pull off a season two. Because if you spend the whole season still searching for Vandal Savage, that's not what's hot on these streets. Like, I don't know how you're going to do that. So I'm interested to see how the season ends and what they're actually able to do with the next season. I'm caught up on The Flash. The Flash is awesome. The last episode where we get a lot of the explanation about Zoom.
Okay. You're probably 4 or 5 episodes.
I'm like five
behind.
But you finally get, I'm not spoiling anything, but you finally get the explanation of Zoom.
Okay.
You get the full explanation of that. So that's cool.
Like his origins or just his.
Yeah, you get a lot of questions. You get a lot of questions answered in this last episode.
Okay. And that's not the finale, is it?
I don't believe so, no.
No, they probably got like four or five more to go.
No, because they took a few weeks off. So they probably did a mid-season break and then they're going to come back with with a flurry of episodes until the finale.
And that's what really just screws me up right there is when they take those four. Like I can be up to date and then all of a sudden they'll take 4 or 5 weeks off and then it just throws me all off.
Yeah, I understand.
Because then I forget to go back.
That's what happened to me with Legends of Tomorrow. Like I said, because Flash took those weeks off, I thought they weren't putting out new episodes either. So I didn't even look. And now I have I'm using an app where I'm tracking my stuff.
Okay.
So and it tells me when new episodes are coming on. So I'm a little bit better about tracking it, but not quite. And I've watched my girl and I have watched a ton of Buffy. We are a little bit more than halfway through. I think we're about halfway through season three. And you know, at the end of season three, that's when everything changes for pretty much all of the characters. And I'm finding like these. Is really cool because like I know where these characters are gonna end up, and like the fact that some of this stuff there were like clues to where they were really gonna end up in these earlier episodes, and you get introduced to people like you know in season three, like I'm introduced to someone that's a major character a couple of seasons down the line. You know, like that type of stuff. And this just they're just a guest character here, but they're going to be someone major in the later seasons of the show. And I think that's just kind of cool. I dig that because they set up a whole lot.
And you know what? The West Wing Weekly, that podcast that I told you about with Joshua Malena, the guy who played whoever in Scandal.
Yeah, he was the assistant DA. Was he the DA?
He
started off as the assistant DA.
Yeah,
right?
And now he's the big attorney, the attorney general.
Okay.
David Rosen, but
and he played in Sports Night.
He also played in Sports Night, but I guess like a little spoiler here, but like in one of the episodes, basically they used the name David Rosen, and that's where. The lady who wrote Scandal, what's her name?
Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes got the name for David Rosen was from West Wing.
Okay.
And like doing the rewatch with them, they actually do give you little tidbits of like, okay, you know, like this was an important thing. And they're making you notice little things that I've never noticed when I watched it the first time.
Okay.
So... West Wing Weekly is a podcast, and they do one episode a week of West Wing. It's pretty good.
Word up. Uh-huh. All right, so I think that's it for me. I don't have anything else to add. I didn't watch any of the movies yet. Like I said, I have not devoted it's been kind of crazy around here, and then the weekend was pretty much the weekend has pretty much just spending time with my girl. So,
well, what about a shout out to the homie Jaybird? Because the other day when we were on Xbox, he was with us chatting away.
Yep, shout out to Jaybird.
You know, and we talked a little.
And shout out to Blue. I got to figure out how we're going to do the voicemail thing.
But we did a little bit
because I sent you the link. I put it on the what you call it. I sent you a link in the chat, and you never said anything
because I couldn't open it. I didn't know what it was at first, and I couldn't open it.
Fine.
But we talked some. What did we talk? We talked some Walking Dead with him, and you know what was funny? Remember, I guess this isn't really a spoiler, but I remember years ago, and I said it in the chat, how he was such a big Walking Dead fan, and now how he's telling us that he's a little bit disappointed with how the season's going.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people are pissed off at how the finale ended because you just have You just show someone getting beaten to death, but you don't know who it is, and you're not going to know who it is until the next season.
To the next year, but
so
you know it was really kind of fun to do that. You know, just to talk to him on Xbox that night and hear him give his thoughts about his favorite show.
If I had a headset, I probably would have live streamed us playing and then in him talking.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, I finally bought another Xbox controller. I bought a used controller. I bought an Agent Lock controller.
Well,
I don't like Agent Lock at all. But I bought the Agent Lock controller, and now I can plug my PlayStation headset into it because it has a 3.5.
Well, I ended up buying a Surface Pro Beach. What are they doing? The PX.
You're breaking up a little bit, but I heard you.
The PX24s.
I only have mine are P12s. It's a wired PlayStation headset.
This one's a wired one that can be used on PlayStation or Xbox, but I don't like them. I don't like the wire.
Well, see, mine, it's a, you can plug it into a booster, and that plugs in by USB.
I mean, a booster.
The PlayStation can use the booster, but the Xbox can't.
Yeah, and you can, but you unplug your hearing.
Yeah, but you can also unplug it, and then you can plug it directly into your controller. But the cool part about it is, I didn't realize this. I know PlayStation, you can play all of your audio through the headset.
Yes.
Even the game audio.
Yes.
Because I was using the Xbox headset that was in the box, I didn't know that Xbox can do that also.
Oh, cool.
When I plugged in these, it's a headphone jack that plugs into the amp. So I just unplugged it. I plugged it into my controller, and I heard all of the sound in my headset while me and the fellas were playing The Division. So I could turn the TV all the way down because it didn't matter. I could hear everything. I could hear everything in the headset.
Yeah, see, I had to do that because my wife was getting a little upset because of the gaming, the constant, tum, 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 you know, from the guns while she's trying to study. So it's like, okay, if that's what you want me to get some headphones, I'll get some headphones.
You didn't need an excuse to get some headphones.
Well, no, she wanted me to get them. I mean, she gave me the money for them. I wasn't going to spend my money on them. Fuck that, I didn't need them.
That's dirt. All right, so do you got anything else that you want to talk about? You say you want to hop in some Division.
We can hop in some Division, and if you don't mind, and get me up a little bit.
Okay, let's do that. So we're gonna hop into Division. Blue, we gotta figure out how to do your voicemail. We'll probably record it separately and play it after the break. And that's it for us. So for the homie pick, I am the Scarfinger. This is Scarcasm Live, and we're out of here.
Peace out, Warriors.
Peace out to the Warriors. Absolutely. Not the Golden State Warriors, because they're going to lose. Well, peace out to the Warriors in the second round. If South Korea can't come back. Scarcasm.